Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yes. Hi. So my name is Daniil. I'm living in Brooklyn, New York. Just recently started a company, the Superhero Box. We're making customized food for kids.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea for this company?
I mean, I think it's like started from kind of intersection my daily routine with my son, because I was picking lunches for him for a few years until he got high school. And also I was always passionate about food and design. So when I started the company, it was basically I was looking for a solution because I was picking lunch boxes for him. And then I realized probably it seems it's like a big problem, like a national scale problem for all busy parents like me. I started like reaching out, talking to my friends who also have kids, and realized they're also packing lunches for their kids as well. And then the idea just came up, right? And I just started with just few clients from the neighborhood, my neighbors. And then we realized it's a high demand product, and we start growing, and we still kind of on a pretty high growth rate. So
awesome. So can you share like a use case of an example of how a customer is using you guys today?
Yeah, I mean, our clients, it's busy parents, right? So they're young professionals, they have kids, they have also less time to figure out like everything because they're always busy, which is fine. So we helping them, right? So basically we becoming the kind of essential product because we support their morning routine. So for example, if you have kids, they're going to public school and they don't like lunches from school cafeteria, which is totally makes sense. So you have basically just two options. You can pack lunch boxes for them by yourself, or you can subscribe to our service so we can do all this work for you, even maybe sometimes even better, because we have like a whole professional team to dedicate that work specifically for your kid, right? Because we're learning about their food preferences, allergies, any dietary restrictions, so we'll know everything, sometimes more than parents know about their kids' preferences. And we're constantly learning and we're improving the menu specifically for each client. It's the essential product. It's pretty simple, right? So it's a customized lunch packed into reusable lunch box, and we deliver lunch boxes directly to school before lunchtime. So yeah.
So is your partnership with all these schools, and I'm assuming it's mostly still like in New York, right?
Yes, we started in Brooklyn from Greenpoint because I live here, and it's a great area to start. It's a beautiful family community, and then we went to Park Slope, Fort Greene, and then we partner with Vivi. They have a few locations in Manhattan. So now we started delivering lunches there. So basically now we're covering Brooklyn and Manhattan. And we have clients, family as a clients, right? So we're selling directly to clients, but we're partnering with schools and daycare. So it's kind of more like B2B2C model, I would say.
Right. Yeah. So essentially like every day you have drivers that are driving around, dropping off on their routes just to each school in their, you know, geographic location, right? It's like that. Yes. Kind of how it works.
Yeah, so currently we have around 20 locations. We're using around four drivers every day, but and but even more because since we're using reusable containers and it's a reusable bento box, so drivers going through all locations, dropping the fresh lunches and picking up reused lunch boxes and coming back to the kitchen. So it's a routed trip for each driver.
Interesting. Yeah. So yeah. What would you say is the biggest challenge you face in the business now?
I mean, everything. You know, it's like a simple product, but in reality, it's like a really complex product, right? Because it's a food. It's food for kids. It's customized. It's delivered every day and fresh cooked, and it's hot, packed into a thermos inside. So we have like a short time delivery window. Everything is challenging because we trying to truly create the best product in the market. So we'd like to keep, and this is our essential goal, to keep the quality in the same level with the scale. And I think we're doing pretty good. And also, we have a lot of restrictions, data restrictions from schools, allergies from clients. And also, since we're bringing a restaurant quality meal to kids, we're trying to combine everything together and design the menu following all these preferences, keeping the high standard of any ingredients and any meals, but also following all these restrictions in the same time. And we have pretty short prepping and packaging window because we're starting basically at 5:30 a.m. because we have to ship all orders at 9 a.m. because we have to deliver them by 11 a.m. because all our clients having lunch at that time. So it's to manage everything, it's something like it's not impossible because we're doing that, but it's really challenging. So, yeah.
Right. So like in terms of marketing, has it been like, you know, you partner with the school, right? And then you get like a list of the parents and you send them emails. Like how do the parents find out about you when you partner with the school, like as an example?
Yeah, it's a good question. We doing welcome tables. So when we start partnership, we go into the school. This is the best way to meet community there, right? Talking to parents, learning about their needs, about their kids, showing our meal examples, our samples, our bento box. And then some parents just like subscribe right away during the event. And also then we're following up with the emails, and also a school also reaching out to families and kind of provide knowledge about us as a partner. So we always keeping communication into kind of two ways from our partner during like through our partner and directly to our families.
Awesome. So what would you say is your goal for next year? Like, are you looking to reach more schools?
Yes. Now everything is about scale, because not only because I'm strongly believe any food product and food business working at scale, but also we believe we'd like to provide as many families, as many kids as we can with our product. And since we already set up our production and we find product market fit for now, for this year, to scale, to optimize any aspect of our operation, to reduce the cost, and to create a playbook and be ready to next big jump. By that, I meaning go to other locations, other cities, other states, and prove our concept. It could work not only locally in Brooklyn and New York, but also in other cities. Mm-hmm. And I think we will be ready to do it after this year when we try to and test and prove everything. So
do you mostly work with private schools or public schools? I'm not sure if maybe like one, you know, niche might be more challenging to kind of get your foot in the door.
It's a good question, because we started with public schools because we are on the mission to kind of fix the system, right? So we went to public schools, and we still have a few partners as a partner, public schools. But also then we realized working with daycare is even like more sustainable for us, because public schools have some option, right? It's a free lunch, and it's difficult to compete with a free product. Even it's a like low kind of about the quality, right? So it's a kind of we can discuss the quality, but when we're talking about price and free option, it's kind of difficult to compete. So, and then we realize it's a huge market of daycares, and a lot of daycares don't provide any lunch option. So for us, it's like kind of open niche, right? So, and for them, it's also a win-win situation, because we, when we becoming the kind of food provider and food partner. So we realize it's more sustainable way. But our next goal, also talking about like next steps and like goals for next years, we'd like to kind of get back to public schools and start working with them. But I guess it's just required more work, more kind of bigger effort to get like a full partnership with a whole, like a whole school. And also we don't work with public private school yet, but also it could be kind of next step for us, because also could be a great niche and big market for us as well.
Right. So for the public schools, like your vision is more so the school is using school funds to pay for it, as opposed to the students themselves.
Yeah, it could be. It could be mixed model, because as I mentioned, we're working with a small public school in the neighborhood, and it's kind of, it's still the same model. So parents paying us for the service, but eventually it could be kind of like a, yeah, kind of partnership when we becoming kind of official vendor of the school, providing like all students with our lunches, our products.
So, no, yeah, that's awesome. So out of the 20 schools right now, like how many of them are daycares?
It's actually, it's only two public schools and rest of them are daycares. So because it's because we focused on daycares, and now we still kind of, this is our main focus. So
right yeah, exactly. I mean, that's cool. So I guess, like, you know, in all this scenario, obviously people are looking for ways to use things like AI in their business. So do you feel like AI could come in and help your business in any way?
It's a huge trend, and but it's kind of interesting, because even our business, it's kind of we doing almost everything manually, right? So like it's a like a crafting crafted product, but since we know all restrictions and preferences, we know all ingredients, we know all portions, it's this work to combine all these components and create a design menu. Actually, AI can do that, this work. And we already tested it. So we put like a prompt to AI with a two client description, with the a list of ingredients, we ask to create, to design the weekly menu for them. And it's kind of working. It's not like a perfect, because they're trying to mix like rice with, I don't know, like with pasta or something. But I know the system can learn, right? So eventually, I think it will be doable to optimize the process how we design the menu, if we can use even AI or some algorithm to design the menu. And then also, since it's kind of talking about like future things, since we know everything about each client food preferences, we even can predict the future preferences for the future, because we already know like all this data. And we already see patterns. So if some client likes specific stuff, most likely they would like some extra meals and some ingredients in the future, because of these ingredients they already like. So it's really interesting to think about the way how to kind of optimize pretty kind of classic way to design the menu. And we already trying to do something. So yeah.
That's awesome. So obviously, like as you mentioned earlier, that you guys are looking to scale, but like with scaling in different cities, does that mean like you have to actually open up the infrastructure there and make these fresh meals? Or have you thought about going more towards the model of these companies that ship meals, and you know, it's not as fresh per se, it's more like shipping frozen meals. So I guess, like, what does that look like for you?
It's a good question, because this is why we're working on playbook. So we'd like to kind of make a guidelines for a whole process of our operation. And also we believe in kind of shared economy, right? So now we're using shared kitchen space and we're using shared delivery service. And everything we can outsource, we outsource, right? So when we're thinking about scale and going to other locations, I think a great solution for us could be when we outsource production, but we host everything about brand and technology and marketing and sale. So I think we can just outsource. Talking about and keep the same model. So it could be fresh cook lunches, like delivered to schools. But also, great thing about our product in general, since we're focusing on customized food for kids, it's not only about fresh lunches for schools, right? It's just the first product for us, because we can create any possible additional product connected to the each client profile, because we already know about everything about their preferences. So it could be bars, vitamins, juices, milk, smoothies, anything. And also could be some lunchable like set to create your own lunch. Do you know what I mean? So it could be like a wide product line for client, and everything could be connected to their profile, following their preferences, allergies, any restrictions. So this is our vision, to not to go kind of grow horizontally, like in different locations, but also building different products to kind of provide our clients with all possible customized meal for to kind of improve their food experience.
For sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Oh, it's a great, great question. I mean, I think what I learned from like starting the company and doing the business, the most important and the most difficult part is to start selling, not to start like thinking about the concept or making a concept or making some like pitch deck or for sale. It's kind of essential things. When I got, I remember in Shopify, I got first $38 for first order. And it was like magic, because someone paid me for something. It kind of didn't exist like few months ago, but now it's real, right? And it's this feeling, it's real and people are ready to pay for it. It was kind of deal breaking things for me. So I think maybe because, and I know for me it was a long period when I just thinking and trying to find the best solution to the best product, right? To find like to figure out everything. Maybe I should even have started like a little bit earlier, I mean selling, because I was so afraid to start selling the product. So I remember like I just wasn't like procrastination, but I was like pushing myself to the point when I start selling the product. So
it was more of like lots of iteration, trying to figure out. You're like, oh, I don't know if it's perfect. I don't know if I would want somebody buying this yet.
Yes.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then I just realized it's not perfect at all. It just, but people like it and people know it's good, right? Because, and they open to buy it and to pay for it. And this is the proof of the concept. And when we start growing, we realize, oh, but basically we can make it better, we can improve things, and we're still on the way to improve things and bring kind of a level of our product quality like even higher and higher. But still, in the beginning, I was, yeah, it was like so many concerns, like, oh, it's not perfect, you know, enough. So yeah, yeah.
No, 100%. I mean, it's, you're not going to know until because like even then early on, you have to get that feedback from the kids, right? Like you don't, so you have to test that concept. And over time, you kind of iterate, like these kids want this, those kids want that. So
yeah.
It is a lot of iteration. And to your point, I think it's like people are always like, oh, it's not perfect. It's like, no, you're better off just putting it out there and just
Right.
testing the market and just seeing what happens.
Yeah, it's a great point because testing is a key. When we with the team trying to figure out stuff, what are the best way to do these particular things about packaging, delivery, operation, recipes, ingredients, everything. I already know the best way to find the best solution is just trying things and see how it goes. And we always kind of learning things on the go. We're trying, seeing, receiving feedback, fixing stuff, and then we're learning and we're finding the best solution. So yeah, just like start doing things. And with our case, it's selling because, yeah, it's kind of for me, it's like a proof of concept when I see, okay, it's a product and people like it and people want to buy it. So
for sure. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or just best way to get in contact with you?
Oh, yes. We have our website. I guess maybe we can share like a link or something on the and yeah, the website and my email, I guess this is the best way to reach out to us, and also our Instagram, because it's like our brand is not about food and taste. It's also about design, how it looks. So we have a lot of beautiful images and live images and videos, how it's going and how it looks. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for your time, and we're rooting for you.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Likewise. Thanks. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Thanks.